that cantaloupe a little different from the marshmallow?
Well, yes, a cantaloupe is a, it don't get too large. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's real sweet. And then you take a marshmallow, it gets up something the size of a watermelon. And it's not hard as sweet as a cantaloupe.
Did you usually grow different varieties of watermelon?
Oh yeah, there's different varieties of watermelons. They got Stone Mountain, Rattlesnake, and Joy. Oh, they've got Irish Gray.
That Stone Mountain, is that that little round green?
No, a Stone Mountain is not a little bitty watermelon. Stone Mountain is something this size.
Good size.
It's a great big melon. But now you've got some little different varieties of watermelon. It is small, and in later years, these fellows that go into this watermelon farming, they prefer a medium-sized watermelon. And I've saw people that would put out 15 to 25 acres of those watermelons, and when they would get ready to gather, they would all be the same size all the way across the field. And they can take those melons and base a price that they're going to get for it, and then one fella is not getting one size and one another. Mm-hmm. But you take the watermelons that they used to grow, you'd have some jumbo size and then middle size, and then you'd have some smaller ones. But there's a Stone Mountain watermelon is a delicious melon.
Is that got a dark green outside?
That's right. Got a dark green outside on it, and some of them has got a smooth rind, and some of them has got a seam up the side, sort of like a mushmelon. And there's a Dixie Queen is a little white rind watermelon with a green stripe down the side of it, but it's not such a large melon, but it's sweet.
Did you ever grow any things like pumpkins too?
Grow pumpkins? Yes, sir. I've grown pumpkins, some tremendous ones. Last year was honest time. Hadn't grown the pumpkins in a long time. And Kushaw?
Yes.
Kushaw is, in the place of it being round like a pumpkin, it grows kind of long. And the rind on it is green. Well,
yes.
Pumpkin is yellow whenever it gets matured, but there's not a lot of difference in the eating of them. If you eat them,
you can eat both of them.
You can eat both of them. Yeah, make a pie at Thanksgiving or something like that. There's not anybody in my family that's ever been fond of pumpkin on around Thanksgiving or something like that. Mm-hmm. And make a pumpkin pie. And there's other things that, I don't know what the scientific name of them is. Well, there's a potato squash. It grows sort of long, and it's not very big around, but the skin on it is as yellow as a pumpkin. But you can take that potato squash, that's what country folks call it. I don't know what the scientific name of it is. But you can prepare it like you prepare a sweet potato.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you hadn't been told something, you think you're eating potato, fix it in a potato pie. Mm. There's not too much difference in it.
Oh, no, I didn't know anything about that. I've never had that, I don't think.
Well,
sounds pretty good, though.
It'll surprise you. I don't, you take a, I would say a large one would weigh 5 pounds.